This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Welcome back to The Adam Ritz Show. For our regular listeners, we love you. For our new listeners, we love you too, but thought I should tell you that this is a public affairs show. So if you were looking for sports updates or entertainment news, you're in the wrong place. Unless, of course, Jay Baker, my co-host, wants to cover Beyonce and the New York Knicks. What do you say, Jay? What should we do, public affairs or sports and entertainment?
You know, I'd love to do sports and entertainment because sometimes it seems like it's a bit more fun. But you and I love public affairs because it helps people live a better life. And that's what the show is all about.
And you know what? Occasionally, we do cross over into the sports world and the entertainment world with some of the stories or charities or foundations we cover. And you've done that a lot with the Metallica Foundation and all the money they've raised.
Yes.
I know recently we talked about, I want to hit on this again, John Oates of Hall & Oates is involved with a hurricane relief concert coming up this June 20th in Banner Elk, North Carolina, part of the Helping Hands concert series. And you can find more information and even tickets at this website, elkriverhelpinghands.org. So we always congratulate and give a little digital virtual high five or pat on the back to these celebrities that use their talents to help raise money for a great cause. And that's exactly what John Oates and his mustache are doing.
Oh, yeah. No, we love it when rock stars do something positive because, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Rock stars were busy, you know, destroying hotel rooms
that
or
was the
yelling
job,
about brown M&Ms
yeah,
or
the,
something
the job,
of that nature.
The job requirement was destroy a hotel room, the good old days, as they say. And now it's, you know, being socially conscious.
Now rock stars eat well, they work out, and they go do socially conscious things. What are we supposed to do now?
You know what? Now it's up to the public affairs radio show host to destroy hotel rooms across America.
There you go. Hey, eating oranges can cut depression by 20%. That's hard to believe, isn't it? But an orange a day just might help you feel a little bit better. It's a new study. They analyzed over 30,000 women. They found that eating one medium orange a day could lower depression risk by 20%.
That is great news for me because, you know, Jay, something recently that Melissa and I started doing is every night while we're watching TV, we'll grab a couple of oranges, skin them, and pop them in our mouth like popcorn.
Good.
We call it nature's candy. And now that I know it can cut my depression by 20%, I love them even more.
Absolutely. Researchers linked citrus consumption to increase levels of beneficial gut bacteria. I know that sounds a little rough, that may support serotonin and dopamine production. So that is good. While more research is needed, adding citrus to your diet can be an easy, natural way to support mental well-being. And there's really no downside. If you think about it, Adam, what you're doing is pretty positive, and you're avoiding most of the time. I would say we think in terms of popcorn and ice cream as a great snack while we're watching the screen, but I think citrus may be the way to go.
It is, you know, it's so sweet. It's like candy. It's nature's candy. It's
nature's candy.
It's a great idea. Does the orange, does it apply to like orange cream soda or an orange dreamsicle?
I think orange popsicles, while they try to emulate citrus fruit, fall short.
It actually has to be an orange. It can't be orange flavored. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it? Mm. If you've noticed a slight change at McDonald's, a lot of companies will probably kind of move in this general direction. But McDonald's is going to start using AI to decrease wait times at their restaurants.
Yeah, well, yeah, with the ordering the kiosk, this touchscreen kiosks in the lobby, is that what you're talking about?
Basically, they're going to use this through, I think, both the drive-through and the order kiosk. The tech makeover says that it'll be an attempt to cut wait times and make a better experience for both customers and employees. Now, you know, the sticky part of this is they are going to use some facial recognition to basically identify what you like in your McDonald's order.
So
I don't think it's going to be an invasion of privacy issue as much as what they do is, you know, let's say I order the same breakfast 3 days a week. My face pops up on the kiosk and they go, hey, this guy is going to want his breakfast. And here's what he usually orders.
First of all, you said that they're going to use the AI to decrease wait times. And my initial reaction was, I don't recall waiting in McDonald's for an exorbitant amount of time that would make me think, I wish they could do something to make this faster.
Yeah, but I think it's different in different spots, Adam. I think we're a little lucky because our local McDonald's is very suburban, while some McDonald's have like crazy traffic all the time.
And then, so with the face recognition, you're going to walk into a McDonald's and your McGriddle and coffee is going to be waiting for you on the table because they saw you walking up to the front door from the parking lot. I love it.
I think that, yeah, we'll have to see what all this. They say that they're going to begin with internet-connected kitchen equipment. And from there, the AI-powered drive-throughs and tools for managers will be used to help make sure orders are accurate and so that restaurants can predict equipment issues before they shut down. As you well know, famously, McDonald's had some troubles with stocking certain food items. They'd sell out of certain items. And then I think they had some trouble. Hopefully this is not discouraging on McDonald's, but didn't they have some ice cream, McDonald's ice cream machines that didn't quite totally function well?
Well, I think that the urban legend is that if you go to a McDonald's after 10 p.m., you're going to find the ice cream machine is broken, which means that the workers don't want to clean the ice cream machine after 10 p.m.
Yeah, there's a corollary between the amount of, you know, elbow grease.
They get you know, after the dinner rush, they clean the ice cream machine, and now it's clean and done, and they're ready to close. And they do not want to make a McFlurry at 11 p.m. because now they have to clean the ice cream machine again. So it's easier to say through the intercom speaker at the drive-thru that our ice cream machine is broken.
Ah, so
that's,
there you go.
You know, that I can't say that with full certainty that that's exactly what happened, but that's the urban legend that I've heard. That's the word on the street, Jay.
Word on the street. Well, there are 43,000 McDonald's that face a potential update with AI, so you'll have to kind of see if you notice anything different about ordering at your local Mickey D's.
It's just what an unbelievable world we live in. It is utopia that McDonald's is using AI to make your experience faster and more enjoyable. It is utopia, now, Jay.
It is utopia. I feel like if I worked at the drive-thru of McDonald's, I couldn't resist using a bad robot voice and telling people to pull forward.
This is a robot. Please pull forward. You're J.I.
J.I.
This is J.I. In your robot voice. And I'm here to make your experience better.
There is no intelligence connected with J.I., but I digress. Here's a great note about Steve Carell. He is helping California kids go to the prom after the big wildfires that L.A. had not too long ago. Steve Carell has partnered with the nonprofit organization Alice's Kids to help high school students in Altadena attend prom this year.
Wow. I wonder what exactly Alice's Kids provides to these prom goers.
Well, that's a good note. You're usually the one that likes to really dig down and find out.
You know what? I would guess, Jay, that it's some sort of repurposing of prom dresses. You know, a prom dress can cost a lot of money, and it could even cost a pretty penny to rent a tux. So I think, you know, tux rentals and prom dresses being taken care of would help a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be able to attend a prom.
Yeah, I think you're very right about that. In fact, I do have a note here that Alice's Kids is based out of Virginia. So it is literally a national charity that helps high school kids. Steve Carell joined in by posting on Instagram, "Attention, attention all seniors. This is Steve Carell with a very special announcement. I work with Alice's Kids. And Alice's Kids wanted me to let you know that they will be paying for all of your prom tickets. And if you've already paid for your prom ticket, they will reimburse you for the amount that you spent."
Oh, they can. Yeah, proms can be expensive. And for listeners not quite being able to play Steve Carell, he was the boss in The Office. Michael
Absolutely.
Scott. He was Michael Scott, and tons of comedy movies, big name in Hollywood. And I'm a fan, and I'm even a bigger fan now knowing that he's getting involved with a charity. So hats off to Steve.
Yeah. And Michael Scott may be one of the great comedy roles in sitcoms. Would you agree?
It really is. Yeah, I think it was so great because all of us have had a boss that had a characteristic of Michael Scott at some point. So, yeah, that's a great character.
Well, I was looking through some the phrase used is called life hacks. You have probably undoubtedly heard about that.
Love a good life hack.
Yeah, I was going to say there is kind of some carefully curated life hacks. In fact, I actually worked with a guy. He goes, "If you say life hack one more time, I'm going to stomp on your foot." He didn't like the word life hack. You and I know that basically a hack is some way to work around a computer program or perhaps a workflow mm-hmm. at your office that gets a little persnickety. You use a hack, you work around it. Life hacks are interesting because we all kind of go through a shared experience. But I wanted to share with you some of the life hacks that I found on this space. And I thought some of these are worth sharing.
Jay, I've been doing the Adam Rich Show Public Affairs Radio since 2010. And this may be the most important information we've ever shared. Please proceed.
I can't wait. Some of the life hacks are probably self-evident. One of them is you'll be better prepared for your day if you lay out the clothes that you're going to wear, anything that you need for work, and even what you may be having for breakfast or the stuff you need to start making coffee. If you think about it, you wake up in the morning, just even searching for the coffee sometimes will throw you off, even if you keep it in the same spot. So, yes, planning ahead. Have you ever put your clothes out, Adam?
I have. I've not every night, but I do. When I have an early morning meeting or an early flight, I will always pull out, a Garanimals outfit and have it laid out and ready to go so that I don't have to stand in my closet in my boxers, half dead like a zombie, trying to figure out what shirt I'm going to wear.
Absolutely. And this one does work, so give it a try. This was kind of an interesting one. Library cards, you don't tend to think of them as anything schmancy, but they are worth their weight in gold. This is a gentleman who said that his physical library comes with mostly free tool rentals, laptop rentals, studio rental space, which includes video cameras and audio equipment. Our library just added audio equipment. You actually can go to the library, and if you're a responsible user and you have a library card, you can do your podcast from the library.
I had no idea. What a great life hack.
Yeah, and, I think that's cool.
And tools? Like yeah. To fix your car with?
It does not mention what the tools are, but there are tool rentals available at some libraries.
Unbelievable. All right, I have to admit, Jay, I do not have a library card, and I don't have a library that I attend regularly.
Well, you should change that up, my friend.
I need to. Yeah.
One of them, and my spouse takes advantage of this, our particular library has a 3D printer.
Ooh, and you can use it?
Yeah, you can use it. Now, the materials are not inexpensive, as you might imagine.
Okay.
You know, and the 3D printer, you got to laugh because people are like, I can make a meatloaf and make myself dinner. And you go, really? That's what you'd use a 3D printer for.
Yeah, and you don't want to – don't go to your local library and try to print a 3D gun. You may end up on a watch
no.
list, and don't
yeah.
blame us.
Yeah, not recommended. Some libraries have sewing kits, free classes, and on the digital side, you should look into this because technology is really helping out. Certain library cards come with digital movie checkouts. If you've ever heard of Hoopla, Libby, or Canopy is a new service, and you could get a free subscription to LinkedIn Learning with some free online courses. They also have language learning apps and virtual workshops. So your library card may be more valuable than you know.
I'm smelling, Jay, a library on location broadcast where we do our entire show at a local library with a librarian who is going to tell us everything they offer.
There you go. I will tell you that I read a book called The Library Book. Do not recall the author. You're laughing, but it is a look at how public libraries have helped guide their communities because they are a resource for so many, not the least of which it's a way to get in out of the weather sometimes and catch up on your reading.
Okay. You checked out a book called The Library Book at the library. I got it.
Yes, I know it sounds complicated. It also covers, as part of the book's topic, there was quite a large fire in the Los Angeles County Library, and it talks about how difficult it was to fight a large fire in a library because obviously there's a lot of fuel in a library, and then how difficult it was to rebuild said library, and it prompted them to go digital much more rapidly than they would have, mm-hmm. and it actually ultimately helped out their library system. So, you know, once again, I guess doing this show, you really have to be a nerd, don't you?
That was a nerd alert to the extreme. A little bit of U.S. public library information from Dr. Jay Baker.
Absolutely. Here's another interesting life hack, especially if you take a certain prescription medicine more than once during the day. After you take a pill, close your pill bottle up, then flip the bottle. Most bottles will sit on either end evenly, and then you'll never have to worry about whether you took your prescription med or not.
There's a life hack. I like that one too.
There's a life hack. And a lot of the other life hacks were probably self-evident. One of the things that you can do to help organize your kitchen is clean while you cook. And the premise of that is some of the things that you are done with, in the early stages, if you take a little additional time and scrub out that pan or get that dish into the dishwasher, you'll be time ahead.
Here's my favorite life hack. Can I give it to you?
Sure. I'm actually collecting them as we speak.
Is your list done? Because I don't want to give mine until your list is done.
No, I'm kind of at the tail end of my list. Some of them, I thought when I was putting this together, I thought, gosh, these are really great. And then I realized my little file transfer didn't work. Speaking of life hacks.
You were hacked doing your life hack report.
By lack of technology. Okay. I blame others.
Call back. So my life hack is if you can envision a shoe organizer that you would put over the top of your bedroom door, the little hooks that go through the plastic holes of the shoe organizer, and you can put shoes in each little compartment. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
So I take one of those shoe organizers on every trip, whether it's a three-day weekend to a cheap hotel or a seven-day beach outing to a nicer hotel, wherever I go, I take one of those shoe organizers and hang it over the door of the bathroom in the hotel or the Airbnb or wherever we are, and it is a great way to organize every little knick-knack you have when you travel, from your shaving kit to your hair product to your comb or brush to your Q-tips. You just have little sections. They're see-through. You use the shoe organizer that's plastic, cellophane or whatever that you can see through, transparent plastic, and it's just the best way to organize stuff so that you don't have all of your toiletries and all of your knickknacks just laid out on the dresser or on the counter by the sink. There's my life hack for you, Jay.
See, there you go. Oh, and then here is one. I did find some files transferred over. You know, I'm going to use AI technology to help put together the Adam Rich Show.
That's a good hack. That's a life hack right there. Use AI as much as possible.
Well, here is a hack. If you use liquid coffee creamer, I myself somewhat addicted to a couple of the flavors, so I use it. If you put an amount of liquid coffee creamer into your coffee cup before you pour in the coffee, about 90% of the time, that stirs everything up so fine that you don't need to get a spoon or one of those little plastic things that will eventually end up in the gullet of a whale to stir your coffee.
Without question, Jay, I use one sweetener and half and half or milk in my coffee, and I have been doing this for decades. I put the sweetener in and my milk in my coffee cup first, and then you pour the coffee in, and you can actually see it stir itself. The hot liquid churns and turns, and it confections, and it mixes itself.
That's a great life hack. I am here to tell you
by experience, this works without fail every time. It's perfect.
I agree. Instead of scrubbing dishes, this is a cool one. Fill the sink with water, some dish detergent, and OxyClean, which, of course, is a kind of a famous product. Remember, it used to be advertised at 4 in the morning from some pitch man.
Billy.
But OxyClean is readily available at a number of stores. If you use a little OxyClean, everything will soak. All you need to do is rinse. No scrubbing required. It even takes care of stains on plastic.
And that's OxyClean, the detergent that you would usually use for your clothes. You can use it to soak your dirty pots and pans in. I get it now. Okay.
Here's one. I have not done this myself, but it makes sense. Store potato chips, tortilla chips, etc. in the freezer, either opened or unopened. They will not go stale, and they don't freeze. They just get cold.
And it helps them last longer.
But I had never heard that before. but supposedly it works.
I did not know that one. And I'm a connoisseur of chips, all kinds, from potato to corn to cheese puffs. And I had never heard put them in the freezer to make them last longer.
Are you going to try it?
Of course.
I think you have to.
In fact, I may love that now my Cool Ranch Doritos are very Cool Ranch Doritos. I might love that they're ice cold.
I want you to give it a try and report back.
I shall. Yes.
Very good. This is kind of makes lots of sense. Have you noticed that the expiration date on products is either in about 20 different locations, depending on the product, or it's so small that once you see it, it's really tough to tell exactly what you're looking at?
Yeah, I've noticed it to the point where I have pictures on my phone of expiration dates, so I can pinch the picture and make it bigger so I can actually read what it says.
So you are dealing with the same problem that many of us do. Once you know what that expiration date is, take a handy dandy Sharpie, which pretty much will write on anything, and write in fairly large letters, because hey, it's your food product and mm-hmm. it's not going to hurt anything to write on the container, but mark expiration date and or the day that you opened the food product in the first place, because that's the other factor. There's certain food products where once they're open, they recommend that you use them within 6 to 7 days. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, once you open something, it does go bad faster than if you didn't open it. I've eaten chicken salad way past the expiration date because I hadn't opened it yet. It still had the seal on it. So I think you're safe. Use discretion, you know, smell it. Take a bite or two. If it tastes a little zingier than it should, then yeah, it went bad. But I don't think, again, consult a professional. I am not one. But I don't think an expiration date is the land, the law of the land, especially for an item that has not been opened yet.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. I've always felt like certain foods can go a little longer if they've been handled properly, i.e. refrigerated or whatever. But I thought that was actually pretty cool. Write it in a little bit bigger script so you can see, hey, that salsa was opened 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It may not be good.
I have found in the bottom of the freezer, I have found a frozen dinner that is dated like, 2006. So, yeah, clean out your freezer once in a while, too.
Here's a life hack from a grandmother. She said that if you feel terrible, get out of bed, shower, do your hair, put on clothes, make sure your shoes are on and everything, then have a good meal. Either way, this will fix it, or at least you're dressed and fed and in a better place to deal with the problem.
There's something to that. Yeah, if you're just laying around stinking in your sweatpants, it's easier to stay feeling bad. If you take the shower and get dressed, you may find it gives you just the kick you need to get up and get going. Or it just means that you'll be clean when you go back to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Here is a life hack that I've used for a number of things, and I kind of thought I was the only one. But they have said that the 3- and 4-star reviews on Amazon are the most accurate and reliable information, because what that means is it's not too high, it's not too low. These are people that have had reasonable, real-world experiences with an item, and I thought that makes sense. You probably have seen, Adam, that if there's a popular item on Amazon, there's up to like 10,000 reviews.
Oh, for certain. And in the ones with 3 and 4 stars, those are the best because they're the most common. And I'll be looking for those, Jay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. There you go. Life hacks and more on the Adam Ritz Show. And I want to thank our listeners for hanging with us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @AdamRitz on Twitter, formerly Twitter, now X.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.